That's just how you were raised. It's okay to be that way. You've done it for the past 20 years. That's okay. It's all right. Just keep doing it. You can't help it. God understands. God has grace. That's heresy. Again, we've looked at 1 John where he says God is light. In him is no darkness at all. It's God's standard. I'm going to address this fairly quickly here because I just think it's worth mentioning. There seems to be confusion in the church, not Horizon, I'm talking about the church in general amongst Christians, concerning salvation. Somehow, there seems to be this misunderstanding that Jesus somehow lowered the standard. Because I want you to see here in verse 5, the end of this. He says, he does not have an inheritance into the kingdom of Christ and the kingdom of God. It's the same kingdom, but here's an example of the scripture saying Christ is God. It's their kingdom. Okay? The reason I'm bringing this up is because I don't want you to think that Jesus somehow lowered the standard because grace is introduced.
We want to thank you for listening to Living His Legacy with Lonnie Trujillo, pastor of Horizon Christian Fellowship. We are located at 5470 South Lowell Boulevard in Littleton, Colorado. If you need more information, directions, or would like to support this ministry, please visit our website at horizondenver.com. Remember to join us next time as we continue verse by verse through the book of Ephesians.
KSPK. Alamosa and Trinidad, Southern Colorado's best country music. It's 10 o'clock.
Good morning, and welcome to Trinity Lutheran Church in Alamosa. We're glad you tuned in today. Trinity Lutheran is located at 52 El Rio Drive in Alamosa, Colorado. Pastor Jason Cody and the congregation at Trinity Lutheran welcome you to join them every Sunday, in person or right here on KSPK. And now, let's take you live to this morning's worship service with Pastor Jason Cody.
Good morning.
Good morning.
As you can see, I am not pastor. He is away. But he wishes our blessing. He sends a message saying, may God bless you as you celebrate his forgiveness and salvation in the peace and freedom of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I welcome you guys here at church today and those joining us on the radio. And with that said, we'll start hymn with 587. I know my faith is founded. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
This is the day in which the Lord has made.
Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
From the rising of the sun to its setting,
the name of the Lord is to be praised.
Bear better is in one day in your courts than 1,000 elsewhere. Make me to know your ways, O Lord.
Teach me your paths.
Sanctify us in your truth.
Your word is truth.
From the rising of the sun to its setting.
The name of the Lord receive grace. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Blessed Lord, you have caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning. Grant that we may so hear them, read, mark, learn, and take them to heart, that by the patience and comfort of your holy word, we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
God comes to us in his holy word. The Old Testament is from the 38th chapter of Job. The Lord said to Job, "Where were you when I laid the foundation of the earth? Tell me if you have understanding. Who determined its measurements? Surely you know. Or who stretched the line upon it? On what were its bases sunk? Or who laid its cornerstone? When the morning stars sang together and all the sons of God shouted for joy. Or who shut in the sea with the doors when it burst out from the womb. When it made clouds its garment and thick darkness its swaddling band. And prescribed limits for it and set bars and doors. And said, thus far shall you come and no farther. And here shall your proud waves be stayed. Have you commanded the morning since your days began? And caused the dawn to know its place, that it might take hold of the skirts of the earth, and the wicked be shaken out of it. It is changed like clay under the seal, and its features stand out like a garment. From the wicked their light is withheld, and their uplifted arm is broken. Have you entered into the springs of the sea, or walked in the recesses of the deep? Have the gates of death been revealed to you, or have you seen the gates of deep darkness? Have you comprehended the expanse of the earth? Declare if you know all this." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle reading comes from Romans chapter 10. Moses writes about the righteousness that is based on the law, and that a person who does the commandments shall live by them. But the righteousness based on faith says, do not say in your heart, who will ascend to heaven? That is to bring Christ down. Or who will descend into the abyss? That is to bring Christ up from the dead. But what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith that we proclaim. Because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe it in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved. For the scripture says, everyone who believes in him will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. The same Lord is Lord of all, bestowing his riches on all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. But how are they to call on him in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how are they to preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the good news, but they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed what he has heard from us? So faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of God. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The gospel reading comes from Matthew chapter 14. Immediately, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side while he dismissed the crowds. And after he had dismissed the crowds, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone, but the boat by this time was a long way from the land, beaten by the waves, for the wind was against them. And in the fourth watch of the night, he came to them walking on the sea. But when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified and said, it's a ghost. And they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid. And Peter answered him, Lord, if it is you, command me to come out onto the water. He said, come. So Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water and came to Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid and began to sink. And he cried out, Lord, save me. Jesus immediately reached out his hand and took hold of him, saying to him, O you of little faith, why did you doubt? And when they got into the boat, the wind ceased. And those in the boat worshipped him, saying, truly, you are the Son of God. This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please join me in the responsory. Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly set in the heavens.
Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells.
Blessed are those who hear the word of God and can keep it. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Lord, I love the habitation of your house, and the place where your glory dwells.
Please join me in the Ten Commandments. You shall have no other gods. You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. Honor your father and your mother. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife or his manservant or maidservant, his ox or donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor. Please join me in the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins,
the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Please join me in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our sermon this morning is written by Pastor Jason. It comes from our gospel reading today from Matthew chapter 14. Christ calms the seas of doubt. Grace, mercy, and peace unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. This morning, let's consider about a challenging subject for Christians, the subject of doubt. It's challenging because it's difficult to admit that we all, from time to time, have doubts even about God. In our text, the great apostle Peter doubts. The disciples have been rowing against the waves all night. And in verse 26, they see Jesus walking out on the waves. By this point, they're physically exhausted. There was no Mercury or Evinrude outboard motors back then. They had nothing but their faith to push them along on the water against the wind. Verse 26 says, "But when the disciples saw Jesus walking on the sea, they were terrified and said, 'It's a ghost!' And they cried out in fear." When they see their Lord walking on the waves, they're afraid. This is their first moment of doubt. Doubt in the Father's care for them, doubt in God's protection, doubt that Jesus is in control, or he never would have sent them out there like that, as he did back in verse 22, if he wasn't going to care for them. Remember what the verse said? Immediately, he made the disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side. Did they doubt Jesus' protection even though he sent them out there? Yeah. They thought they were alone out on the sea. Are you here this morning feeling a little bit of doubt like those disciples did? We wish we had a big motor of plenty, of material blessing to push us along on the waters of this life. We want easy street. We want life to go along with no bumps. But all that we seem to have is our faith to push us through the water of our life. And yes, it's often against the winds too. The troubles of this life, headwinds against us. And yes, Jesus sent us out here too. And like the disciples, we fear and we sometimes doubt that he's got our backs. Are you feeling all alone out in your boat? We all do from time to time. Notice what happens. Yes, they're terrified in verse 26, perhaps a bit crazy from the fatigue of so many hours of faithful rowing, and they think they're seeing a ghost. But right away, Jesus doesn't want them to fear. He doesn't want them to doubt. He immediately calms them in the saying in verse 27. But immediately, Jesus spoke to them saying, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." The scariest thing they encounter that night is Jesus. Isn't that interesting? Jesus doesn't leave them out there afraid, worrying, fearing, or doubting, but immediately he calls out to them, "Take heart, it is I, do not be afraid." Welcome to church. He's not going to leave you or me in a place afraid or full of doubt either. Hear Jesus' words this morning. Hear them as the gospel is for you as well. "It is I, do not be afraid." We've all been rowing through a mess of darkness and big waves of life. Suddenly, out of the darkness, the sheep hear the voice of their shepherd saying, "Take heart, it is I, don't be afraid." The situations we're all dealing with, they can be scary. But friends, Christ is in them somehow, in some way. They will work for our benefit. That's the promise. As the scriptures proclaim, all things work together for the good of those who believe and are called according to His purpose. Maybe it's dark, maybe it's dangerous, maybe it's joyous. But friends, He's in your situation. He's out there with you, bouncing around on the tide of your life. It's just sometimes challenging to see His will for us at work. So often we doubt, just like Peter did. We think, if it's you, Lord, is it you? You know, some think this is a moment of exquisite faith for Peter, but don't be so sure. It seems from the text, Peter sets this up like a test. Listen to the words in verse 28. And Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come out on the water." See, the Lord, if it is you. This is what's known as a conditional phrase. It's like asking for proof. Don't we all do this from time to time? Lord, if this is you at work in my life, in this struggle or that struggle, we, like Peter, want proof. Well, Peter gets his proof. Jesus responds in verse 29. He said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water and came to Jesus. Okay, now this took some trust in God's word. You've been there too, right? Trusting in God's times of trouble and trusting God in times of trouble, our moment, our mountaintop moments, seeing God's hand changes everything for you. Maybe it's like this for you. After going to church and hearing God's word, receiving His forgiveness, we leave. Some Sundays, feeling on top of the world, finally a bit of relief from some worries of life. Our fellowship in Christ reminds us again that God will protect and provide. It seems to silence even the doubt. This is the blessings of the fellowship of believers and why God tells us in the book of Hebrews not to forsake the gathering of those of like faith. He wants us to have this blessing. But then what? What about Sunday night? What about Monday? And so forth. Well, just like it was for Peter, so it is for us in verse 30. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid and began to sink. And he cried out, "Lord, save me." Like Peter, out on the seas of our lives, we see the troubles of the week coming, fast and furious, those worries and waves of this life. And we see again and feel again that darkness of doubt. Learn from the scripture this morning. Peter says the right thing. We often, when the winds and waves come, try to take control of our lives. No. Even try to rescue ourselves with what the world offers. Don't let the fear and doubts of this life addict you, numb you, tear you away from Christ. If you feel like you're sinking, seek His help. Don't manufacture your own version of temporary, hopeless help. Instead, pray. Cry out to God. He promises to hear you. Save me. Help me, we say, like Peter. He is faithful. And immediately, Jesus reaches out His mighty right arm of His word. And just like the text says, Jesus immediately reached out His hand and took hold of Him, saying, "Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt?" When they got into the boat, the wind ceased. And those in the boat worshipped Him, saying, "Truly you are the Son of God." We doubt, and there's no easy street. Let go of it. There's no motor to take us across the waters and waves of life without faith. So we struggle and row and sweat. But remember, Jesus has sent us out, commanded us to go, therefore, unto all nations with His gospel of peace and forgiveness. We're not out on this lake of life by accident. This morning He reminds us that He gave His life up for you on the cross. He loves you more than you can measure. And by his resurrection, he is in complete control. Life, although it feels like a chaotic sea to us, it's order to him. The message of the cross is him reaching out to us once again, taking hold of us, pulling us up again and again and again, silencing the waves and the storms of our busy doubting, our busy minds, bringing us his perfect peace. Hopefully they've claimed for you this morning as well after being in the presence of Christ today. So we confess along with the disciples and what they said after the winds had ceased for them. And those in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." In Jesus' name, amen. We now join in singing our responsive hymn 717, "Eternal Father, Strong to Save."
Please join me in prayer. In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the gift of divine peace, of pardon with all your heart and with all your mind, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the Holy Christian Church, here and scattered throughout the world, and for the proclamation of the gospel and the calling of all to faith, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this nation, for our cities and communities, and for the common welfare of us all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For seasonable weather and for the fruitfulness of the earth, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who labor, for those who work is difficult or dangerous, and for all who travel. Let us pray to the Lord. For all those in need, for the hungry and homeless, for the widowed and orphaned, for those in prison, let us pray to the Lord. For the sick and dying, for all those who care for them, for those who travel, for those in need, let us pray to the Lord. Finally, for those and for all those our needs of body and soul, let us pray to the Lord. We will now sing hymn 578, Thy Strong Word, while the offering is collected.
Thank you.
Almighty and most merciful God, preserve us from all harm and danger, that we, being ready in both body and soul, may cheerfully accomplish what you want done. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Please pray with me. Through my heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have kept me all sight from all harm and danger, and I pray that you would keep me today also from sin and every evil, that all my doings and life may please you. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul, and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Almighty and merciful God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, bless and preserve us.
Amen.
Thank you all for coming. A few announcements I have here are Pastor will be gone until the 17th of August, so he will be returning then. First day of school is tomorrow, the 14th, so that's very exciting. As you can see, we got the carpet, which looks fantastic, and the offices of Laura and Pastor were painted by Sherman. Fantastic, they look great. And see, if you need family Christian marriage and family counseling, Pastor just Grace Point Institute. And if there's any other announcements?
School board meeting is this Friday at 9 a.m.
At 9 a.m.? School board meeting Friday at 9 a.m. Any other announcements? All right, well, thank you for coming. Say God bless to your person next to you. And you're dismissed.
And you've been listening to Pastor Jason Cody live from Trinity Lutheran Church in Alamosa. Thank you for listening. Trinity Lutheran Church is located at 52 El Rio Drive in Alamosa, Colorado, with worship services every Sunday beginning at 10 a.m. Please join us in person or listen in right here on KSPK-FM. For more information, you may call the church office at 719-589-4611 or visit our website at www.tlcalamosa.net or on Facebook by searching for Trinity Lutheran Church Alamosa. And tune in again next Sunday at 10 a.m. right here on KSPK-FM.
Southern Colorado's best country, KSPK.
SPK.
Every time I fall, I get back up again. Cinch my saddle up and to find me another wind. Let it take me where it wants to go. Another one horse town, another damned old rodeo. I know this life is crazy, but I'll be home soon, baby. I'll ride in on a sunny day, sing you a song, steer your heart away like a cowboy. Tucked inside my old hat, it brings me love. Need a bunch of that. This midnight winding road runs through my blood. I can't give it up like I said I would. I know it's hard on. Saddle up and find me another one.